This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Nee is kind enough to join us from Knowles 247. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you used to be a good, hearty baseball fan where you, I think you would take your sons out to the game and for a minute or two. You still get to go to FSU baseball?
Yeah, we're still regulars there. My wife's also a big fan, so her and the boys usually are regulars. Baseball nice. Starts for FSU next Friday.
Yeah. I saw that a couple of teams, I see where University of Florida is the number one team in the nation in preseason, and they're getting ready, and FSU certainly, and Miami's always going to be in the mix. So I know baseball we have under control. Football, not so much. Obviously, Tallahassee, a lot of things going, a lot of positives, I think. You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, and the transfer portal was taken care of. How did they do with this second signing day? Did they add any more names? Or are they going to still add? Do they have a few more scholarships to add in this cycle?
They added four-star wide receiver Destin Hill from Louisiana. He's actually the top offensive signing for FSU since 2017. He's a 6-foot, 200-pound electric wide receiver. As far as adding anybody else, they have essentially one spot remaining. They've signed 25. That's including the transfers. We think they can sign up to 26. Right now, I would lean towards that probably being held for an offensive tackle transfer. I just don't think anybody's come along that's been both attainable and interesting to FSU.
Right. Right. I mean, are you surprised you get such a catch? I mean, what was the reasoning behind him choosing FSU? Obviously, right now, FSU is, you know, in a wait and see with a lot of these athletes because they don't know what direction after last year. But what was the determining factor in him coming to Tallahassee?
Hill's recruitment was funny. He's actually been leaning towards FSU since March of 2020. So it was almost, you know, just shy of a year since he became what we would label a lean to the school that he signed with him. He didn't do it in the early period. He had his own personal reasons for it. It was nothing big, but he's long leaned towards the Seminoles. David Yak Johnson, FSU's running backs coach, is from Louisiana. He's had a long-term relationship with Destin Hill. Destin's also someone that believes in offensive coordinator Kenny Dillingham and head coach Mike Norvell and what they're trying to do with the offense. I think he also notices that they desperately need wide receivers, and he knows that he can come in here, and if he's prepared when he steps on campus come June, July, August, that he has a real shot of playing when September rolls around and playing Notre Dame. So I think all of those reasons kind of played into it. A lot of other schools liked him, but truthfully, down the stretch, we weren't really, like, keeping tabs on trying to figure out, well, is FSU going to win this because they're battling school X or school Y? School X and School Y never really came along. It was consistently FSU throughout the young man's recruitment.
Wow. I mean, that's – and obviously, see, people don't understand that. I mean, you stick on somebody that you have, and I'm sure FSU coaches say, hey, listen, we can get this kid. This would be awesome. And they stuck with him, and they won the prize, and that's good for them. You know, they worked hard to get him. 2022 class, obviously, this is going to be the – start of everybody beginning to finger point in a good direction or a bad direction. They're going to either say, hey, listen, FSU's, they're just not getting it done, or hey, look, at they're getting it done. Anybody in this 2022 class that could kick start maybe, I know winning takes care of everything, but I mean, any, you know, there, like you mentioned, there's a couple of kids that went there knowing that there was an opportunity for them to play right away. So anybody to start that 2022 class?
Well, early on, they have five commitments. It's ranked number 7 in the country, top in the league. Travis Hunter leads the class right now. He's a 5-star corner. He could also play receiver. He's from Collins Hill up in Georgia. Right. He's a phenomenal player. He's ranked number 4 in the composite overall. He's one of those guys that will be in the discussion to be the best player in the country. I think it's also always important to point to a quarterback as being a guy that kind of gets the class going. They recently got a commitment from Chandler, Arizona, Hamilton, 4-star quarterback Nico Markiel. That's a pretty important one. He's a talented quarterback, dual threat, can also stand in the pocket and deliver kind of kid. So I think that's appealing to offensive players. As far as targets, I think one of the most important for FSU, or actually a couple of the most important ones for FSU, are both legacies from down your way. Julian Armella, the offensive lineman down there at Miami Columbus. His dad Enzo played at FSU. FSU obviously needs offensive tackles. That's been an area they've had shortcomings for many years. And then Marvin Jones Jr., very familiar name for FSU fans at American Heritage. Defensive end and a position FSU. They worked very hard in this last class upgrade, but Marvin Jones Jr. would go a long way to continuing to upgrade that position. So, you know, you're looking at that class. I think it's very important for FSU to kind of have some star quality to it. I look at the 21 class as one that raised the floor, but I think it's important in 22 that we see that Mike Norvell can roll up his sleeves and recruit against some of the best, even though the program is still in a state of transition and we're not expecting it to be among the nation's elite in the coming year.
Yeah, you bring up two names. Obviously, I covered both of their dads, and Armella's, you know, since he got to Columbus, leaned out, got bigger, got stronger. You know, technically, he's always been right there. Obviously, he's going to be one of those type of players to keep an eye on. And then Marvin Jones Jr. Is a kid that played wide receiver up until last year. So what he did to me last year was just amazing. You know, the way he transformed, long arms, great reach. Two good guys. What about people, you know, you and I talked last time about players that got away, like the Terrion Arnolds, you know, of the Tallahassee area. They have Trey Donaldson at Florida High. Are they looking hard at him or not really?
They're in the mix with Donaldson, but I wouldn't label them as one of his favorites at this point. I think he very much wants to play football and basketball in the next level. I don't know that FSU is the place where he can achieve that dream to the fullest. They're involved with him. He's one of those guys I'm interested when April 16th comes along and visits reopen. How much is FSU going to try to get him on campus? With him being a local and it being so easy for him to come around the corner and drop in, how much are they going to make an effort there? I think that will kind of tell the tale of his recruitment with FSU.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris, thanks so much. As always, tell everybody how they can follow you and keep in touch with all the good stuff you got coming in the next couple of months.
The site's Knowles247.com, and you can reach me on Twitter at CNEE247.
Good stuff. Chris, again, thanks so much. Enjoy those baseball games. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy.
Good stuff. Chris Nee, as he does so well, breaks down FSU football, and he knows what he's talking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.